America was never that great, ironically. Many New Yorkers consider the governor who thinks America was never that great as the man who broke the subway. A prominent Democrat publicly admitted that he thinks America was never that great. "We are not going to make America great again," New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said. "It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged." The remark was made at a bill signing Wednesday, the New York Times reported. Cuomo was apparently criticizing President Donald J. Trump's Republican New York, popular Make America Great Again slogan. Man who thinks America was never that great promised to make New York great again. Strangely enough, the man who thinks America was never that great once made a promise similar to Trump's. Ironically, Cuomo might have inspired the Trump slogan he now knocks. "Together, we can make New York great again," Cuomo said. "Let's get to work." Cuomo made that statement when he announced his first run for governor in 2010, Syracuse.com reported. Moreover, Andrew Cuomo is the son of Democratic legend Mario Cuomo and the brother of CNN talking head Chris Cuomo. Notably, pundits have named Governor Cuomo as a potential Democratic presidential nominee. GOP buys America was never that great Cuomo a ticket to Montreal. New York's Republican Party responded to Cuomo's remark by buying him a one-way ticket to Montreal. Montreal is in the Canadian province of Quebec. The one-way bus ticket from Albany to Montreal cost $55 and was only valid on Friday, WebTV reported. Andrew Cuomo, "America was never that great" doesn't seem like a great slogan. But what do I know? Washington Post political reporter Aaron Blake tweeted. Predictably, Cuomo now seems to agree with Blake. The governor believes America is great, or does he? Presently, the Cuomo campaign is making a clumsy attempt at damage control, Fox News reported. The governor believes America is great and that her full greatness will be fully realized when every man, woman, and child has full equality. America has not yet reached its maximum potential, Cuomo's press secretary, Danny Lever, stated. "We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great," President Trump tweeted Wednesday. Can you believe this is the governor of the highest taxed state in the U.S., Andrew Cuomo, having a total meltdown? Trump should know something about New York taxes as he has been a lifelong resident of the Empire State. When the president speaks about making America great again, going back in time, he ignores the pain so many endured and that we suffered from slavery, discrimination, segregation, sexism and marginalized women's contributions, Lever said. The governor believes that when everyone is fully included and everyone is contributing to their maximum potential, that is when America will achieve maximum greatness. He has it on his hat, "Make America Great Again," Cuomo said of Trump. What does that mean? We're going to go back to a time when America was great. Right, great again, the whole concept is, it's retrospective, Mr. Cuomo said. When do you want to go back to, Mr. President? What was the great time that you want to take us back to, when America was great? Cuomo believes Trump wants to take America back to a time before high immigration, gay marriage, and environmental regulations, the New York Times observed. That's when America was great, in his head, Cuomo told the crowd in Manhattan. The man who broke the subway believes America was never that great. Ironically, many New Yorkers consider the governor who thinks America was never that great as the man who broke the subway. Significantly, many New Yorkers blame Cuomo for the deterioration of their iconic transit system. Cuomo is in charge of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, MTA, which is the agency that runs the subway, as The Week's Ryan Copper pointed out. Cuomo has been directly responsible for the subway for over 6 years, Cooper wrote. The crisis is a clear result of his incompetence, his abysmal politics, and his odious personality. Furthermore, Cooper blames Cuomo for lack of maintenance, over-budget construction projects, and accidents in the subway. Some observers think the subway mess will cost Cuomo his job. Cuomo is facing a substantial primary challenge from Sex and the City actress-turned-politician Cynthia Nixon. Some observers blame Cuomo's efforts to appear more left-wing than Nixon for his recent gaffe. Consequently, nobody is mentioning Cuomo's name as a possible Democratic presidential candidate anymore. I have to wonder if his career will survive the America Was Never That Great debacle. You may also enjoy reading an additional off-the-grid news article. New Michael Moore movie claims that Trump is the source of all evil. Do you have any other thoughts regarding New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and his shocking statement about America? Let us know in the comments below.